Lads, what are you having?
Hello and welcome to episode 10 of the Pub Football Podcast.
Could be any episode, I'm not going to lie.
I'm Martin.
I'm Dan.
And we're going to talk about Arsenal.
And a little bit about Everton.
Yeah, a little bit about Everton. But we're going to start with Arsenal, though. And what have you made of them?
Underachieving.
Underachieving.
Yeah, as usual.
Underachieving Wenger.
Easy. It's not a kid-sensitive show, but that was borderline. They're always just going to be that. Well, they're just coming across now as that team that should be doing more than they are.
Like England.
Massively. Yeah, stick Wenger in charge of the England team and that's it.
Yeah.
It's... They have got some... They have potentially got world beaters there. No, they do have world beaters there. With your Sanchez, your Ozil. They've added Lacazette. But... They're players, they're not teams.
They are described by Billy Beane as the perfect football team. Billy Beane, the GM at the Oakland Raiders, who come up with Moneyball.
It's unfortunate he's an idiot. He talks American football, not English football.
Perfect team, as in they're able to buy and sell players and still maintain the same position.
What, fourth?
Yeah.
Except for last season when they were shit.
I think what he should mean is a perfect team finishes first every year.
Yeah, that would be ideal.
Yeah.
Stick
to the NFL.
Stick to your Oakland Raiders. I think...
They brought Lacazette in. That's a good move and that's a positive one.
That's a big signing.
Lamar as well from Monaco.
Yeah, he turned them down, though, didn't he?
That's your right and left sorted, isn't it? Sanchez, Lamar, and then Lacazette through the middle.
Yeah, but I think
he isn't got much height, though, is he?
Nah, it's nothing to aim at.
Giroud, maybe instead.
I do like Giroud. There's just something about him. He just brings something. I can't put my finger on it, but it.
The unexpected.
Yeah, like he sort of frustrates me as a player. You feel he's got more to give, but he can't sort of unleash it. Like him, but a lot like Lacazette at the same time. I think Lacazette's more of a natural finisher.
You've got a cracking forward line, isn't they, Arsenal?
Oh, going forward, unbelievable. Even behind them, do you know what I mean? You've got the likes of Ramsey, Wilshere. He keeps fit. I'm putting him on my plane to Russia. I've got a lot of time for Wilshere.
Southgate was there when in this game.
He said himself, if Wilshere can stay fit, he'll go to Russia. And I think every cause he should do. Behind that, they're ageing slightly, do you know what I mean? Because Shelnay's getting on, Mertesacker's definitely getting on.
Özil, stay at Arsenal or go to United?
Oh, don't talk to me about that, it's pathetic. Utter bollocks.
Free transfer?
I don't care if it's a free transfer, he's still going to have to pay the twat 300 grand a week. No, I don't like that.
Player.
Yeah. He's an attacker. He doesn't defend. That's why he gets found out at Arsenal all the time. Does not defend. Cannot defend.
Wouldn't be good enough in a United team.
No, I don't think he adds anything that we haven't got.
Too lazy. Other than that, though, back four, shambles, isn't it?
It's old.
Petrček, aging.
Very. Yeah,
his company isn't very good either.
Do you know what I mean? In his day, Premier League goalkeeper, one of the best. But he's getting on a bit now. He's getting found out by the new goalkeepers that we said about before.
The Edisons,
yeah, De Gea's. But he seems to be the old school of the Thibaut Courtois standard, where he's not a sweeper keeper. He tries to be a sweeper keeper. He gets found out because he hasn't got the pace to get off his line.
Arsenal need those quick wing backs, don't they?
They got Bellerin.
Obviously, football manager, he's ranked 20 in pace.
Yeah, he's rapid. He is quick.
They need another one on the other side. Can't just have one.
Nah. But I would say literally last time let Kieran Gibbs go.
Yeah, not an Arsenal player.
No, probably not, but would have still done a job at left back.
Yeah, they need to be, they've not got the pulling power.
Not anymore. They've lost it. Getting Lacazette was probably their biggest pulling power they had.
I think if they bring in a different manager, maybe. I don't know who would be next on the list for Arsenal.
Eddie Howe, told you.
I don't think he's got the pulling power, though, is he?
No, but I think players would be interested in his philosophy.
Overmars has just joined Arsenal again, though. Mark Overmars, yeah. As director of football. He may have some pull over players, especially Holland, although they're not the dominant force in their European football.
They're still turning out players. It's nice to see, but they're not on the international stage. They're not playing well.
Nice at all.
But looking at the result from the weekend, this one just buried Koeman, didn't it?
Just a bit, considering Arsenal had a poor start to the season as well.
And the money that Everton spent.
Yeah, it was a surprise result, really.
At home, do you know what I mean? They've had a man sent off with 20 minutes to go, but even still, you don't get thumped 5-2 at home. Coming from a United fan, I got dipped by City 6-1, but...
All right, we look at the Everton transfers then before we get to the result. Wayne Rooney.
Passed it.
How much was that? 15?
15, 20 million.
15, 20 million pounds. But that was more of a part exchange, wasn't it?
Lukaku.
Passed it. Even Koeman benched him.
Did score a nice goal. Took it well. Scores well against Arsenal. 12th consecutive season, I think it is.
Yeah. And then it mirrored his goal against Seaman, didn't it?
Yeah.
All those years ago.
Remember the name?
Yeah, I remember it.
Etched in stone.
Sigurdsson. 45 million from Swansea.
You look at the market, I think I said it in a previous one.
Good play for Everton.
The only gripe I've got with Everton, they've bought a lot of players that play the same position.
Yeah.
Sigurdsson
and Rooney kind of arguably the same position, isn't it?
Yeah. Sigurdsson, you look at this price market, you've got a good player there, you've got assists, you've got goals.
Rooney pushed in by the chairman?
More than likely. I reckon probably Rooney's pushed himself in.
It's a commercial thing.
Bit of a sensation on the back of the papers.
Sell a few shirts.
Yeah, why not?
Jordan Pickford, good buy that one. 30 million from Sunday.
Yeah, why not? He's going to be first choice there. He was always going to leave Sunderland.
That good distribution, but he's not showing it so far, is he?
He showed glimpses.
Yeah, low kicking.
He has got the potential of like a De Gea distribution, because quite frankly, that bloke can ping a ball amazingly for a goalkeeper. I think he's been found out a bit. Him and Michael Keane. I don't think they're as solid as people would have thought.
He was the glitter on top of the shit at Sunderland, wasn't
he? Oh, Christ. He was the Queen Gabriel, Archangel on this shit at Sunderland.
And now he's been found out at Everton.
Found out's a bit harsh on him, but I would have thought he would have done a little bit better with a better defence, but he hasn't.
I mean, he's got in front of him Ashley Williams, Michael Keane.
Yeah.
Michael Keane, that's the next one we'll talk about.
Michael Keane. You've got Jagielka's in there, Baines.
Michael Keane, £30 million from Burnley.
Seamus Coleman still to come back into that as well, don't forget.
Yeah, I like Seamus Coleman. He's a good player.
Good quality right back.
Baines, yeah, they should be doing a lot better in the back. They should be a lot more solid than they are.
But,
Davey Klassen from Ajax, he done well against United in the UEFA Cup final, but 23.6 million for it. Was he 26, I think, Davey Klassen?
Yeah, I think that's sort of probably about the right age, right price.
Same player as Rooney and Sigurdsson.
Yeah, again, they're overcompensating. They haven't replaced Lukaku.
No. Sandro Ramirez from Malaga, 5.25 million.
He was the man to replace Lukaku, but again, yeah. I think he's one that plays off of a striker. He's not he's not a centre forward role.
And then Josh Bowler, 4.25 million. I guess that's a Ufi.
Yeah, from QPR, must have been.
Yeah. And then letting go, Lukaku, 90 million. Tom Cleverley to Watford. And no one else. No. Kone.
Kone, yeah.
On a free.
Niasse's popped him. Do you know what I mean? He got dropped. Didn't even get given a club a suit.
He was sent to Hull when he on last year on loan. Yeah,
and he's popped out with a couple of valuable goals this season for him.
They did give him his opportunity, and there was stuff still, weren't they?
Yeah. Unfortunate.
Yeah, the game then. The game that ended Koeman.
Effectively, yeah. Didn't want to see it, but...
Yeah, in the last Arsenal game against Watford, Troy Deeney said Arsenal lacked cojones. Live on telly. And he got disciplined by his manager afterwards for saying it. But he was right.
It's all right. I ain't got a manager, and I'm going to say Arsenal turned up with a big set of bollocks.
Going, was it 1 or 2-0 down?
Let's have a look. Arsenal went 2-0 down. 3-0.
No, I haven't seen this game.
Hey? Oh, no, sorry. No. I misread that. They went 1-0 down.
That was the Wayne Rooney goal, wasn't it?
Wayne Rooney goal, good.
Outside the box.
Yeah, typical Wayne Rooney goal. But then Arsenal just seemed to show their dominance. Unlikely goal scorer of Monreal levelling it up. Again, Ozil, unlikely goal scorer, taking the lead for him. Lacazette got involved. He hasn't scored enough goals for me, Lacazette. He should be up there with your Kanes, your Lukakus, your Agueros. He should be 6, 7, 8 goals up by now.
He should be producing what Morata's done.
Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah.
Aaron Ramsey popping up. We're going to Sanchez at the end. Sanchez, fair play to
demolished
him. He's getting on with it. Ramsey's another one. Ramsey's another quality player.
Yeah.
Going to World Cup miss players like him and Bale, I think. They would have made a difference. And Niasse popping up with a 93rd minute consolation.
Not enough to save Koeman his job.
No.
And the chairman had his hands in his head, didn't he?
He did. And it's going to be a tough one to find someone to replace that.
Yeah.
I think it's the right idea, don't get me wrong, but I struggle to see how they're going to replace him.
I wouldn't know where to start with that one. I think it's going to be like the only manager that keeps appearing is Coleman.
I think, David Moyes is being heavily linked now. I think the fans want to see, I've spoken to a few.
They got to keep away from nostalgia.
Well, yeah, exactly. This is the problem. I've spoke to a few Everton fans in the last couple of days, and they want David Unsworth and Big Dunk.
Well, Unsworth's, and he got the job until someone's replaced him.
I believe so.
Yeah, and Duncan Ferguson's around about there as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
No, Arsenal, you wouldn't have Steve Bolt do the same thing, would you?
Nah.
Even though he's his number two, it's the old number two syndrome again, isn't it?
It is. It seems to be the go safe. But we'll see, I suppose. Time will tell.
Yeah. What's that? Casualty number two.
Yeah, third's on the cards, I think.
Yeah, I think we could see a few this next weekend.
Yeah, 3, 4, 5, maybe by the end of the... Come January, there'll probably be another handful of...
Oh, this is number three, isn't it? It was De Boer, Shakespeare,
and
now Koeman. I think you could possibly see Bilic.
You've got a thing for Hughes, haven't you?
Hughes, Bilic, and probably Conte as well.
Conte will see his contract out. He'll go back to Italy next summer.
I think if he hadn't beaten Watford...
I genuinely think he'll go back to Italy next summer. It's set up for him at AC. Yeah, Sanchez. Fair play to Sanchez. He's
a bit of a Myers though, isn't he?
He tried to get away from the club, but he's now putting in performances and helping the cause. They pay his wages, so he's got to, I suppose.
His market value falls, so in his wages will fall if he doesn't get he doesn't play well.
No, he goes for a free anyway. It doesn't bother him in the slightest.
There's a few players that are all going to be on a free, isn't there?
There's a lot of players, mate.
A few decent ones. I'll be looking at them on Football Manager 18.
Lovely.
That's it for episode 10 of the Pub Football Podcast. And coming up in episode 11, we will be talking about Tottenham versus Liverpool.
It wasn't really versus, it was a smashing.
Yeah, there was no contest there, was there?
Dun 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 boom.